is empty and everything is so messed up. Preoccupied without you, what can I live at all? My whole world's around you, I stumble and I crawl. You could be my someone, you could be my seed. You know that I'll protect you from all of the obscene.
I know. It's late. It's supposed to come out, I think, August 1st. It's August 16th.
Hey, baby. Even though you break my heart, I still love you. And I always will. Sorry is all that you can say. Years go all that you can say.
Sometimes life things happen. So, yeah. Episode. Let me not drop microphones. Episode 3. Some ish I spoke. I'm DJ Bam. Someishonline.com. New top 5 going up today. New TRS Radio mix going up today. New podcast going up today. Check out the website. I think you can leave comments on the podcast. So, y'all have any topics, any ideas, leave the comments on whatever podcast platform you listen. And it'll give me something to ignore. So it works out for both. So I did something different. And I prepared for this episode of Some Ish I Spoke. I have some topics to go over today. I guess first and foremost, why is the podcast late? You know, like I said, sometimes life things happen. I think I'm living through the plagues, like the plagues with bugs or rodents. In this case, I have mice in my home, and I don't know about anybody else. When I see a mice in my home, that mouse is now in charge. So I'm at the mercy of Mr. Mouse, Mrs. Mouse, them, they, mouse. Whatever. Mouse should be free to choose how they like to be identified to. I wish they would just be identified as outside of my home. And floods. Yeah. Leaks. My building is kind of older. And we have a lot of leak problems. I had a leak in January where they had to cut a hole in my wall to get to the pipes in the wall that were leaking. And so I tried to get the hole fixed. So I was arguing with the building, and I don't know about other people, but like, I don't get angry. What's much worse than angry is frustrated. When I get frustrated, I'm liable to say anything. So I'm having an argument with the my building about the hole in the wall. And then also they keep telling me my spare key doesn't work, which doesn't make sense. The key's been there, you know, in their possession for 10 years. So if it doesn't work, to me, it's only two possibilities. You mixed up my key with someone else's key, or that's really the only possibility. Or you somehow damaged the key to the point where it doesn't work, I guess would be option number 2. So like I said, they keep telling me my key doesn't work. And, maintenance can't get in to address the issues because the key doesn't work. So I went and got the key from them, went to my door, and it worked perfectly fine. My door has 2 locks. There's 2 keys. There's 2 locks. So I'm not a professional maintenance person, but I would guess if I put key number 1 in lock number 1 and it didn't do anything, I would probably try to put key number 1 in lock number 2. But like I said, I'm no engineer, so maybe, you know, there's some insider maintenance thing that, you know, you go about a different process. But so obviously my keys work. So I take the spare key to go upstairs, test it. It works. I take the key back downstairs and I said, hey, these keys work fine. And they tell me, no, they don't. I was like, yeah, you know, that's always great customer service. Tell your customer they're a liar. I think that's like page one of customer service handbook. Tell your clientele they're liars. And it's a one page booklet, apparently. So I told them, okay, come upstairs with me. I'll show you the keywork. So I go upstairs and show them that the door is locked. I unlock the door with the key that they say doesn't work. And they're like, oh, did you switch the keys? No, I did not. When? It was 30 seconds. I went upstairs, unlocked the door, came back down. When was I switching keys and getting new keys made? So, yeah, so now they're moving off the topic of the keys. I'm like, wait. So they tell me the hole in the wall is beyond the maintenance capabilities to fix. And I was, in my mind, I'm saying, yes, that based on your ability to unlock doors with the keys or lack of ability, I believe that this hole is beyond your capability. But I don't care. You need to contract someone with the capabilities to fix the hole in the wall that you cut to get to the pipes that you needed to fix. And so we're going back and forth, and I'm getting frustrated. And they go back to the keys, like, oh, you must have switched the keys. I said, no, I didn't switch the key. Like, what are you on? Like, even if I did switch the keys, what's the difference? So I'm getting frustrated. And Giselle, who's, you know, was on the last episode, had nothing to do with the situation. She wasn't there. She didn't switch the keys. She had nothing to do with it. But I'm getting frustrated. Like I said, when I'm frustrated, I'm liable to say anything that comes. I wouldn't even think it comes through my mind. It just comes straight out of my mouth, I believe. So I'm arguing with the person. I'm telling them, my daughter is able to unlock the door with the keys, and she is a dummy. And I'm like, why am I angry at Giselle now? She has nothing to do with this. Like, but yeah. So that was so the argument went from there. But in my mind, I didn't even pay attention to the rest. I was just thinking, like, why was I mad at Giselle? She's not here. She didn't do anything. Like, what is happening with my brain? Like, am I having dementia? Like, I'm just throwing anger at people who don't deserve it. So I told her, she wasn't here, so she didn't even know about it, but I told her about it, and I was like, hey, I gotta apologize to you, because but you don't know why. But she laughed about it. So a good time was had by all. So mice, flood, and so I guess that's two of the plagues. I don't even know what the rest of the plagues are, but that's why the episode was late. We're just dealing with some things and the frustration. When I get frustrated, besides saying anything, I just lose motivation. I just, you know, I'm out. I'm over it. So I'm over everything when I get frustrated. So that's why the episode is late. I hope I get back to a better schedule. But yeah, I think coming in September, I'm going to try to do an episode every week. Maybe like a shorter. I'm trying to do a longer episode this time because, you know, how long it's been since episodes. So let's actually get into what I prepared. So the first topic is, I was looking at the Billboard top producers of the 21st century. So it would be the first 25 years of this century, which would be 2000 to 2025. So, and this is only looking at people who have the most hits. The criteria isn't talent, ability, song, is just who has the most number one songs on the top 100. And I was going through the list, a lot of people I never heard of, but I noticed something very weird. So I'm not going to go through every number, because going through 25 is probably pretty boring. Number 24, Will.i.am. I mean, in terms of hits, just off the top of my head, I would have to think Will.i.am should be a little bit higher than 25, but him being on the list, no issue from me. You know, definitely deserve it. If you're just looking at hit songs and what is on the top 100. And he produced OMG, which is a catchy song. Okay, so he's number 24. Number 3, Boy Wonder. Eminem, Robin, Drake. I know he did God's Plan, First Person Shooter. He's worked with Cardi B, Jack Harlow, Kendrick, Wayne, Nicki Minaj. So definitely deserved. Also, in my mind, deserved to be above 20. So, then we have Corey Rooney, who produced Independent Woman Part 1. Some J-Lo songs, LL, and Jenny from the Block, which I don't understand. Like, it's just a loop of the Beatnut song. But that gets you qualified for the top 25 producer, I guess. So now is where the list gets weird. I've heard of all of those people. And so I get to George Kirsten. And George Kirsten produced Alt Pop with Kelly Clarkson, is that alt? And it's just pop. Pink, which I guess I would say, yeah, alt pop sounds about right. And Adele, Hello. Cheap Thrills by Sia. I know he's working with Halsey or has worked with Halsey. So that's number 21, George Kirsten, above Will.i.am and Boy Wonder. But let's move on. Number 20, Jeff Bhasker. Yep, same thing I said, who's George Bhasker? Produced for Kanye, Drake, Beyonce, and yeah, I guess some unknown band. And okay, now keep the mental note of this one. Mark Ronson's Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars. Okay, just keep a mental note. Number 19, The Weeknd. Pretty self-explanatory. He produces Weeknd music. And number 18, Oz, who I have never heard of, but he has produced the Drake song, 2C Slide, First Person Shooter, which may sound familiar because someone earlier in the list said they produced First Person Shooter. So I guess co-production. And let's see. Jack Harlow, Loving on Me. So, you know, I like that. It's a solid beat. No issue. Oz, I never heard of you, but number 18, with the songs I see in your song list, pretty valid. 17, The Smeezingtons, that's Bruno Mars and his crew, who also produced Uptown Funk. Okay, so that's two people that have produced one song, two people that have produced Uptown Funk. So let's move on. 16, Scott Storch. Lean Back, Candy Shop, Run It. Pretty famous producer. Probably, I would say, pretty accurate of placement at number 16. Now here's, the list is going to get weirder. Number 15, super famous for only production, Mariah Carey. She has co-producer credits on 5 of her number one songs. Co-producer credit. Let me double check. Billboard. Top producers of this. Okay, not top co-producers. Okay. All right, then. Mariah Carey, number 15. Higher ranked than Scott Storch. And Bruno Mars, who plays every instrument ever invented. And The Weeknd. And Boy Wonder. And will.i.am. Number 15, Mariah Carey. Super famous for production only. Number 14, Kanye. I mean, self-explanatory. His number one hits are Izzo, which if you listen to the sample really closely, is a crazy sample flip. Ludacris, Stand Up. Twista's Slow Jams. Kanye West's own song, Gold Digger. Stronger. And Lil Nas X, Industry Baby. So, feel how you want to feel about Kanye, but I don't think you really can deny his production credits. Those are all things that happened. Number 13, Taylor Swift. She's credited as a producer on 6 of her songs. Let's take another mental note. Here's the note at the end. She co-produced all 6 of her number one songs with Jax Antonoff and 2 other number one songs co-produced with Christopher Rowe. So, co-producer number 13, T-Swiftle. But I mean, to me, co-producer credits a lot of times when the artist is the co-producer, it's just a money thing. It's a royalties is money thing. So, not a talent thing. So, making a list seems weird to me. But T-Swiftle, with her long back, number 13. Number 12, Danger. Who doesn't have many recent songs, but Promiscuous. I always thought that was a Timbaland beat. This is saying Danger. Sexy Back, which I also thought was a Timbaland beat. My Love featuring T.I. That's just a Timberlake. I also thought was a Timberland beat. But yeah, at least he's not a co-producer, apparently. He's just a producer. Number 11. I forgot the name already. Louis Bell. He produced all of Post Malone's number one hits. Rockstar, Psycho, Sunflower, Circles, I Had Some Help. And has hits with 5 Seconds of Summer, The Beavs, T-Swiftle, and Ye. So, valid career. I never heard of you, but Louis Bell, you're not a co-producer. Number 10, Timbaland. Do we really need to go into his? I mean, it's Timbaland. I could sit here for 30 minutes and list his hits. So, but number 10, I would say, might be slightly low. But, I mean, debatable. Number 9, Jermaine Dupri. Also a ton of number one hits, a number of classic songs. So, yeah, number 9, I might flip-flop Jermaine Dupri and Timbaland, but it's not like a crazy thing to say Jermaine Dupri 9 and Timbaland 10. Not crazy. All right, then we have number 8, Benny Blanco. So I wasn't even sure I could name a Benny Blanco produced song. But then, I mean, I looked at Diamonds by Robin, California Girls, and Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, Kesha, We Are Who We Are. Probably the biggest song would be Maroon 5, Move Like Jagger. That was a huge song. Also, Shawn Mendes,
Camila Cabello, Senorita. He's worked with The Weeknd on it already. SZA. Number 7. Jack Antonoff, which is a name I've heard of. His first number one hit came with T-Swiffle's Look What You Made Me Do, Anti-Hero, Cruel Summer, Fortnite. All the same songs, weirdly, that T-Swift is credited for on this list. But he did produce Squabble Up by Kendrick, so valid. He is number 7 on the list. Number 6, Beyonce, who weirdly only has co-production credits on Beyonce songs. We'll move on. So then we have Stargate, 2-person. So Sick by Neo. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. Did she just got credit for? Only Girl in the World, What's My Name by Robin. Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. Okay, and also I want you to notice another theme. This Norwegian duo. Oh, Norway, okay. Number 4, Shellback. Swedish drummer. Okay. Produce Maroon 5's Moves Like Jagger? Didn't someone... I don't understand what's happening. How are there 9 producers that get credit for the same songs? Is Billboard like a Viking magazine? Anyway, Swedish. Shellback number 4. Number 3. Circuit. Who I don't know by name, but produced Katy Perry's Roar, Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball, The Weeknd's Starboy. Didn't The Weeknd produce The Weeknd's Starboy? So confused by this list. But it says he has 10 number ones. So 10 is pretty valid. I have 0. So between me and Circuit, we have 10 number one hits. Number 2, Dr. Luke. Not Luther Campbell, but Dr. Luke. He has produced Kelly Clarkson's My Life Would Suck Without You, Flo Rida's Right Round, Kesha's TikTok, which 5 people on this list have been credited for. Perry's California Girls, which 5 people on this list have been credited for. Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball. You get the point. Number one producer. I will give you, let me see. I mean, this is the number one producer with the most number one hits. I want to give everyone a second to guess. And I will give some clues. Clue number 1. This Swedish hitmaker began his Hot 100 reign in 1999 with Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Pencils down. You have your answer. And you obviously said this producer, the most influential pop creator of all time, according to Billboard magazine, Max Martin. I know everyone that listens to my podcast is super smart, so I know they got that answer. I know everyone said Max Martin. But when you look at the songs he produced, prepare to hear songs you've heard before in his list. Kelly Clarkson's My Life Would Suck Without You. Katy Perry's California Girl. Taylor Swift. We Are Never Getting Back Together. Perry's Roar. Shake It Off. Blank Space. Bad Blood. Can't Stop the Feeling. That Justin Timberlake song. And The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. Coldplay and BTS have a song together? Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that, but his dominance lies not just in the volume of his output, but in his versatility. Plus, behind the scenes, he's mentored several producers on the list, including Shellback and Circuit. So I believe that Max Martin made this list for Billboard and put all his proteges, because they're all on the same songs. They're all having credits for the same records. So is this list valid? Tell me what you think. I mean, if they're just measuring number one hits, he has 25 number one hits. But out of those 25, how many, what actually was his role? There's co-producers on all 25, or just on multiple producers. So I think this is probably boring enough for everybody. So the next topic I prepared is Cardi B put out a song yesterday. And this song is good. Cardi has bars. Cardi B has bars. So let's check this out. This is Cardi B, Imaginary Players. Came out yesterday, August 15th. And let's listen for bars, because I'm giving you a bars alert.
Yeah. It's the motherfucking brims, that's your. The shit these bitches be bragging about is like shit I was doing in like 2016 type shit. Like, you bitches don't even know the difference between vintage and archive, like. Yeah, look, now I spit that other shit. Pretty motherfucker shit. Cardi B, every song platinum. I'm not the other bitch. Whatever you was gonna pay her, you gotta double it. Glory hole. Bitches don't know who they fucking with. Their money, my stocks and share money. Your booking fee is my makeup and hair money. Bitches say I think I'm the shit. And this. Just know you bitches can't live. I got the hottest shit. Hop out, popping it. They say I walk around looking like a compliment. Shut up, stop whining. Cardi still shining. Hoes kept complaining, so I cop more diamonds and more archive. Vintage couture on me. I got more gold TA than John probably. Summer we cheeks out. Winter is minks out. I buy grown man watches and make them take links out, bitch. I mean, it's really easy for me to talk this shit, cause I live this shit. I just gotta make it rhyme. Bitches, I leave them all fucked. Fists be balled up. Y'all hoes look cheap. That shit don't cost much. I'm a star, but I'll smack you. Don't get starstruck. Patience looking at me like Cardi. What the fuck? Stripe like Tom Brown. These bitches should calm down. Quicker they lift up, the quicker they fall down. Poor thing. Twitter must be gassing them heavy. Making them jump in the ring with the brim before they ready. I seen whole fan pages make avatar changes. All that old love got a new fan base. Now you're 15 up. You're already out of time. I'm a legend. They gon' hit my heels from the power lines. What I'm saying is, God forbid some shit happen to the brim. Put my motherfucking heels in no snap. Bronx legend, you heard? My flop and your flop
It's not the same. If you did my numbers, y'all would pop champagne. If I did your numbers, I would hop out of plane. Suicide if I fall from the distance for you and I. They gotta be kidding. Whatever they smoking on it, gotta be hitting. The baggage is toasted, been in the cars are sitting. The car he just got you, bow tie and a ribbon. Been in my driveway, not getting driven. Got some bench bitches. Oh, y'all just starting. Birthday of carbone to me, that's Olive Garden. A nigga couldn't take me there, that's y'all apartment. Tasteless, basic. I'm a Waldorf penthouse, every state, bitch. 2016, I have fashion overlit. Ass rich, y'all need your ass whipped. What the fuck you mean this bitch is outdressing me? How that bitch outdressing me with my fucking bop, bitch? I dress that bitch. Fixing y'all mouth to talk fashion with me. I'm the one who show these girls what fashion could be. The first rap bitch on the cover of Vogue, but somehow y'all passed me, I suppose. I know your type, all bold and no cap. For the love of hip hop, y'all knew me before that. These bitches is nuts, bitches is ball sacks, and behind my back, bitches be tight like bra straps. Hey.
Oh yeah, that was the Cardi B, Imagine They Players. I liked it. I mean, she had bars. If Cardi's album is like that, I'm interested to see the end result and how it does publicly. So, yeah, Imaginary Players, Cardi B, came out 8/15. So, next topic. Steven Jackson rips Lil Yachty for distasteful George Floyd bar. Now, I don't like the idea that the focus of this story is on Steven Jackson and what he said, because he felt like someone disrespected his friend who was murdered in front of all of us, in front of our eyes, who was killed. And, you know, as someone he grew up with, so I really don't like criticizing people when they're obviously emotional over a situation, right? Justifiably emotional over a situation. Because I know, you know, my this podcast, my website, summishonline.com, Summish I Spoke, TRS Radio, Mixes on Mixcloud, are based on a creation by my friend who died. And if someone used his name in a weird type way, I would be bothered by it too. So I don't really mind Steven Jackson's reaction, because in a much very public way, his friend he grew up with was disrespected. And I think it's just, and the reason why, like, it wasn't even Lil Yachty got beef with George Floyd, weirdly, for some reason. It's not, it's just using someone's name to go online on a live stream for clout and just use it. In my mind, they went into it saying, I'm going to say some ill shit for the purpose of engagement. Because he did it online on a live stream, on a big streamer's live stream. And if you want to know what the bar is, he said, put my knee up on her neck, I went George Floyd. Like, so not only are you referencing someone who was murdered publicly, you're talking about abusing a woman also? I haven't really hit anyone, like, it just hit me, like, wait, put a knee up on her neck. I assume he's talking in a sexual encounter, but even so, like, George Floyd was murdered by a knee to his neck, so what are you doing? It's just weird, it's whack, it's lame as fuck. Why is Lil Yachty even freestyling? His fans do not care about his rap abilities. Just make catchy songs, and other than that, shut the fuck up. Like, don't use people's dead friends as clickbait. Because, you know, I'm all for free speech. You're allowed to say whatever you want. But I think people misunderstand the fact that free speech means the government is not going to stop you from speaking. It doesn't mean there's no repercussions from the things you say. So I'm not rooting for it. I'm not endorsing it. But if someone who had, you know, emotional ties to George Floyd in a personal way, a real life personal relationship, if they feel a type of way about Lil Yachty and want to put their knee on his neck, let him know how that feel, I wouldn't really even blame them, to be honest. Just stay in your lane. I'm a firm, like, I'm not a religious person, but my religion is minding my business. That is my religion. I'm a firm believer. If it doesn't have to do with me, it doesn't have to do with me. Which might be weird to hear from someone who started a podcast to talk about things. But I really try not to be personal things or say this person is that, like, even though I just did it, I try to stay away from it. I try to stay positivity, you know, focused. So, yeah, Lil Yachty, think about your life. Think about, this is a freestyle, but I don't believe you're going off the top of the dome. It was written. So when you're sitting there writing, when you're putting lyrics together, just think about what you're doing. And understand that there can be repercussions. Simply, you know, watch what you say. Or say whatever you want to say, but prepare for a reaction to it. So that was the second thing I prepared. So actually, before we get to the third, I think I'm going to play another new song. Focusing on some new music today. Some good new music that has come out. And this next song, I believe, also came out August 15th, yesterday, or however many days ago, whenever you're listening to this. And this song is by Ghostface Killah, off the forthcoming album, Supreme Clientele 2, which is another I am very much looking forward to, especially with the rest of the album.
I get right to the gristle like a pistol, I would twist you. It's all about my lyrics that make Starsky so official. Keep it real like Imus. Ladies, let it count money, sip goose while I play with your vagina. My bitch keep Afrin, she got bad sinus. I bet when we being fresh, y'all can't find us. No protection, no need to remind us. Our love is divine, you can find us in the binders. Rap niggas is parry, singing like Mariah Carey. My iron is scary, giga gangsters get wary. I wrote the watch the berry, I'm a zombie when I'm hairy. As a little nigga, kept the Afro like I lived in Gary. My temper may vary, listen money, don't come near me. Smoking is prohibited, or catch your eye jammy. Cause really you ask me, I don't care about a Grammy. Dirt smash that shit, don't give a fuck, y'all hear me? I could put my mama face on the pancake box. The young kids is in a frenzy like my nigga K-Dot. See, I don't need the sun, go stay hot. I need them two spaceships real quick like Ray got. And I don't wear flip-flops, fuck if they lure your Gucci. Picture me walking in the shits at the movies. I'm not about the feminine, yeah, I question men. Your handshake is weak, dog, your body on the estrogen. But anyway, I put work in like a Mexican. Naughty and down with OPP like stretching them stars. Squad out the rose, customized wallow. If Jesus walk with Kanye, I'ma follow. Muhammad, Moses, stepping through Brazil customs. We still seal up the coke in the Folgers. 12 G's of brick from them, a mad focus. Need umpires to watch my base, I want workers. Jammy loaded in one hand, threw a few shots at two carrots in one jam. That's how it go. I play the block like Babyface Nelson, Dillinger, Machine Gun Kelly, Billy the Kid, straight off the head like $1,000 wig. Rock climbing, snorkel on, taking a swig, chain on. You seen the movies that we party like Mardi Gras. Black it in Africa, flip bricks like a spatula. Calgon, take me away where I can mag, stretch free wherever I lay. Acid rain is what I spit the way my tongue's designed. Rap niggas wanna run behind. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. Power you, I get you warm and wet. Then I slide across marble like James Brown. Then I'ma do the scarecrow and get me some brains now. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. Ghost-faced. Being Ghost-faced. On a just simple drum loop beat, crazy. If that is what Supreme Clientele 2 is, I'm the wait is worth it, and I'm looking forward to it, and I will be supporting it, listening to it, putting it in the mix. Probably, I would guess Supreme Clientele 2 is going to be the next album to get reviewed on SumishOnline.com. So be on the lookout for that. By the way, new Honey of the Month has been updated. You could tell my priorities. That was the first thing that got updated. The first, second Honey of the Month is a rapper from Queens, I believe. Petty Wap. She's got bars. I guess a theme for today's episode. She's got bars. So check out the SumishOnline.com, Honey of the Month. Her social links are on there. There's a couple YouTube videos of her, a couple freestyles that are pretty dope. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. So, lastly, the last thing we'll get into, another positive story. A positive and nerdy story, which fits in perfectly. And this is, finally, rap artists are getting big tours, big venues, big money for touring. So obviously during COVID, touring took a big hit. Live shows, no one was doing them. But the live performance industry has really come back and thrived since COVID restrictions are over. And there's big rap artists that are monetizing their popularity in huge ways. Kendrick Lamar, big stadium tour, super successful tour. Tyler, the Creator, they're just getting huge audiences. And, you know, for years and years, these big venues weren't really interested in having rappers and rap shows. And they were more put to smaller venues. Or if it was a big stadium, it was like a radio station. And it would be, you know, 20 artists, 20 huge artists, but it's Kendrick, it's Tyler. They're not, you know, it's not 30 headliners. It's one headliner in each of those cases. And, I think the next big tour that's going to start is NBA Youngboy. And, yeah, it was interesting to see. I got pardoned by the president, and now he's going on tour, and it should be a huge tour, and it's good to see. It's a positive. I like to focus every once in a while, well, most of the time, hopefully, on some positive stories. And after years and years of being exploited by companies and contracts, to see rap artists making big money off of their talents is, for me, is a great thing to see. It's something, you know, I know Wu-Tang just had their last show is what they're calling it. I really hope it's not their last show. I mean, obviously, Raekwon, Ghost, people who have albums that they're going to tour on, hopefully, will do individual tours, but hopefully there's more opportunities to see most of the Wu-Tang all together. I'm going to say most because obviously there's no ODB. But yeah, it's good to see. I wish I could have seen the Wu-Tang show. I am going. So anyone that's in the DMV area next week, starting Monday the 18th, there's National Hip Hop Honors going on in Washington, D.C. There's events Monday through Friday, you know, every day of the week next week. And then the big main event is next Saturday. The 23rd, that's an all-day event. So the main event, okay, let's do this, go here. Because I wanted to get all the information right, just so anyone that's in the DMV could come out. I got tickets, got the VIP, because, you know, I don't know. I was about to say something dumb. So we'll just skip it, pretend I didn't even start that sentence. So Monday through Friday, there's free family-friendly events. So Monday is MC Monday. Open mic freestyle session for all ages with a $250 cash prize. Tuesday, Turntable Tuesday, a DJ mix-off for all ages. Also a $250 cash prize for the best mix set. Wednesday, Wild Style Wednesday, a graffiti art competition. So I really like the fact they really focusing on all the elements of hip-hop. Monday, MCs. Tuesday, DJs. Wednesday, graffiti art competition. Thursday, B-Boy, B-Girl Thursdays with DJ B-Blast. Open breakdance forum for all ages, $250 cash prize. So if you're someone who could rap, DJ, graffiti, and you're a B-boy, B-girl, you could come out of the week with $1,000 in your pocket. If you're like a Lord Finesse, I don't know if Lord Finesse could breakdance. He's older now, maybe in his younger days, so maybe he'd only be able to take 3 out of 4. But Friday... is not okay. Friday, any children cover your ears. Friday is not family friend day. Family friendly. Friday is Freak Nick Friday, a down south DJ party, DJ B Blast, and a pop up hip hop shop. And all week long, they're going to be showing items from the National Hip Hop Museum, which is in DC. It's interactive. Each artifact that's there will have a scannable QR code that will unlock rare and unique hip-hop videos from the past. So that's all week long. The location, 641 D Street Northwest, downtown. So, you know, go through the little military checkpoints and you're good. And go to 641 D Street Northwest. This is the Woolly Mammoth Theater is the location. So Monday through Friday is free. Saturday, you have to have a ticket. You could get it on Eventbrite. I believe the regular ticket was like 50, VIP ticket 81. And so Saturday, there's events going on all day on Saturday, not just the ceremony. So starting at noon, the pop-up exhibit, hip-hop merchandise sales, 12 to 4 is... Beat Conductor's Beat Battle with rapper Big Pooh from Little Brother and Apollo Brown, who has some dope records. 12 to 4, live hip-hop cake fabrication. Don't really know what that is, but it's cake. I mean, what could go wrong? 12 to 8, a live hip-hop painting. I believe the painting is being done by someone involved with the... oh, yes, Kevin Sean Lewis will paint a live canvas dedicated to the legends who are being honored. So you might ask, who are the legends being honored? They are Sweet T, Kwame and those fucking polka dots, Dana Dane, DJ Hollywood, Jungle Brothers, Kid and Play. And each inductee will receive a custom jacket and hat with handmade medallions from Bucky Davis. So they're getting geared up and iced out medallions. So it should be a good time. There'll be, there's going to be, so live hip hop painting. I was told 8, 4 to 5, the red carpet, 5 to 6, a podcast, who does podcasts with all the inductees, 6 o'clock. They're going to read a proclamation from the mayor. 6:15, Dr. Ansel Preach Augustine will bless the ceremony. 7 p.m., the induction ceremony starts. And then at 8 p.m., the performances. So not all the inductees are performing, but 8 p.m. is Dana Dane. 8:15. Well, they're giving them 15 minutes. That's kind of wild. 8:15, Kwame. I wonder if his crew is going to be there, but if Kwame is still able to be the Kwame he's always been, I've been to a Kwame show before, super energetic, super great performer. And a lot of his songs, maybe they're not super like in people's recollection, but very nostalgic, very good songs that you forget that was a Kwame record. Like, it's, that 15 minutes should be a very good performance. I'm excited for that performance. 8:30, the Jungle Brothers and DJ Red Alert. Also, probably, but the thing I like about this, and also at 9 p.m., Kid and Play. What I do like about this is, for the most part, these aren't like, when people talk about their greatest, their favorite rappers of all time, greatest groups of all time, a lot of these people, a lot of these groups aren't really mentioned. And that's not meant in a disrespectful way. I feel they should be mentioned. People like kind of sleep on the Jungle Brothers and what they were, and Kwame and the songs he had, and Dana Dane, and the stories. Like, in my recollection, maybe I'm wrong, but in my life, Dana Dane was like the first storytelling rapper. And so anyone who you consider as a storyteller is a descendant of Dana Dane and his styles. So yeah, and Kid and Play, also super energetic, super good performers. I mean, they were in movies so long ago when they weren't just putting rappers in movies, but they had a level of popularity that told these companies, these corporations, like, let's get these guys in movies. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to get permission to film some videos, put them up, maybe vlog from the events. I'm not going every day because, you know, people got to make money too. But I'll be there. I'll be there at the ceremony in VIP. Yeah. And, so I think this episode's been about an hour, which is great for me because it feels like I've been speaking for 6.5 hours. But I feel like this is a nice full episode, cover some things. Played some music. By the way, the first song, the intro song today, was a blend that I did. I'm working on like a blend album with like some different types of music mixed together. That was, I can never remember the group. It has a number. It's like Three Doors Down, Third Eye Blind, Three Blind Mice. It's something with a three. The song is called Blurry, blended with Missy Elliott, The Rain. So I'm looking to put together about 10 songs like that. That was the first one. I might not even include. I might do 11 to just not include that one in the 10 because it's probably going to take a while for me to do it. But yeah, I appreciate everybody that's listening. Leave comments. Because of the people that listened, they will be putting ads on the podcast now, which means that I'll make some money, which is very cool. So I really appreciate everyone that listened to the episode, everyone that downloaded, everyone I know personally, everyone I don't know at all, in countries I've never been to. And I really appreciate it. You know, it's not like it's some big, huge thing, but the fact that anyone takes any time of their life to listen to me just ramble about random things and play some good music and some music maybe you don't like. It's super cool, super appreciative of it. And yeah, I'll be streaming on Twitch, TRS Radio on Twitch, or DJ Bam TRS on Twitch, I forget, but it's on summersonline.com. You click the videos page, you could click the Twitch link, the button, the purple button on the videos page, that'll go straight to the Twitch page. I'll be streaming DJ mixes every Sunday 4 p.m. And then, this episode will come out the 16th today, the 16th, once I'm done editing. New mix today. Top 5 will be updated. If you caught a hint, Cardi B will be one of the 5, and Ghostface Killah will be another one of the 5 top 5 songs. So check that out on someishonline.com. You could find me on Twitter, X, whatever, Sumish I Spoke on X, or DJ Bam TRS on X. That's the personal one. yeah, if y'all have any ideas, any topics you feel I missed, or topics coming up, or albums reviewed, or to submit music, summitshyspoke@gmail.com. Leave comments on the podcast. There's a chance they'll get ignored, but it's like it's a fun little game. You put a comment and we'll see if I ignore it. It's fun for everyone. That is family fun. Family friendly fun. The three F's. So yeah, so this song is about to run out. Oh, I did say I wanted to play one more new song. Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, this is called SOS.
All out in the place to be, yeah, feel me.
Thanks again for listening. See you in a week. I promise. Sure. Maybe.
Separate the weak from the opposite. Late. Who say mobsters don't prosper? Prosper. I foresee a place and time monumental, like they making dimes, like Wilhelmina. I foresee like it's Mason Mines on the MIC, like I be making mines. All it take is spine like a snake design, just to take your time and wait in line like my latest rhyme. It produces like a muse but reduces like it's made of wine. In the face of shine, made it out the latest bind in the shape of crime. I can't take it like it's made of swine, but can't break it like an agent mind without the torture. Waterboarded to a turn into reporter. Uber mentioned 10, I treat these sneakers like a tour bus. And we walk the streets like they assure of us. The wishing well failed, just watch the poor come pick the quarters up. And why be satisfied with quarters they be counting? They be wishing more fools a couple quarters in the fountain. I foresee, like I live next door to 4B. Gonna be hardcore like the next war, my sword see. Try to lock me out like I'm Jason Voorhees. I just use my sword as the door key, huh? Molecular precious carved large habits in a savage. I'm mismanaged like a credit card. Americards expressions all in my reflections like a vampire night. My fans keep the campfire hot. I tell stories like Marriott floors, though a poker vis-a-vis how I carry mine's forth. V's flock of flames, piff hot as a rocket chains. Drop the proper relics, dispel it like Doctor Strange. The rumor that runs like a puma throughout the Uma that we still believe in humans. Gotta have hunger when you under, to go from junior to humongous in the dunya and get your hibiscus and petunia way before you have your funa. Abbreviated for the dopery. My poetry don't deserve flowers, deserves potpourri. Word to dope burger off the poetry to stop the sting like a broken bee. Runaways versus overseas. We've been doing this the substance, I feel incomplete. Like Taekwondo without the feet, typing wrong without the lead. Michael Corleone without the seat or the streets. EKGs without the beeps, peeps. Recorded this out in California, but feel like Dallas to a palindrome. A salad on my palate, bro. Still eat a cannibal sandwich, though. Mix the poison with the antidote and terrorize the whole talent show. Metal detector, capture the underground sound. Made a palace out my catacomb. Treat a hood like it's downtown. When I'm down around that Flavella void, I touch five states like Illinois. Hella poise, we've been doing this for a while.